Hey, what's up, listeners? It's Dennis Wisco with the Wisco Weekly Podcast. Today's going to be an interesting one because I've been trying to figure out how best to communicate what I want to discuss today, and I said, fuck it. Let me just do it, and we'll see what happens. So, first off, if you hear some of the ambient noise in the background, I'm in an office right now, and the AC is blowing hot. Or not hot, but just fast and furious, and there's nothing I can do about it. So hopefully my good friend and engineer Nathan will be able to take care of this for me. Anyhow, okay, so before I start, actually, share with you a movie that I saw last night that I don't often like to give rave reviews because I just haven't found a lot of movies that really speak to me. But this one, if you have the chance, I would definitely recommend it. Check it out. It's on Netflix. It's called Hands of Stone. It's the Roberto Duran story, and it's just actually a great movie that shows his life in boxing, kind of parallels it to the political climate of Panama. And then, even in addition to watching this movie, I went back on YouTube and I checked out the Roberto Duran, Sugar Shea Leonard fight, 1980, I think it was? Yeah, 1980. It's a good movie. Edgar Ramirez plays the part of Roberto Duran, and he's actually a favorite actor of mine. God, what was the movie that I saw way back when? He was in Zero Dark Thirty. It was Carlos. Carlos is a TV miniseries. Again, I saw that on Netflix, and he played a freaking awesome role in that one. So he's in that. There was his beautiful girlfriend, wife in the movie, Ana de Armas. Oh, she's beautiful. She stars in Hands of Stone. Anyhow, if you have the chance, go ahead, check that movie out. It's a good one. It's on Netflix. Okay, so I was looking around at a few dealerships, and specifically, obviously, their websites, or maybe not obviously, but I was looking at their websites, and I came across one dealership, and it really got me thinking about the whole online customer experience. All American Ford, which is a Ford dealership in New Jersey, and they certainly are the market leaders where they are. Their website is on the Ford Direct website platform, so I think that's dealer.com. It's a bit limited in what the dealer can do, but I think this dealer has actually done a very good job of customizing their site within the scope of the platform. But one thing that I experienced as I was looking at this site and analyzing and kind of developing my own type of just analysis of this site, throughout many pages and probably all the pages that I visited, I probably visited in the 20 plus range of pages, they always had the chat feature on every single site, and that's basically what I wanted to discuss is chat on websites. And so even before we start looking at some of the dealership websites, so you can't see this now, but on my computer screen, I basically have lots of tabs open. I always like to have lots of tabs open. And so I wanted to just go through some of the other websites that are around in which your customers may be on these sites. And so that's certainly driving their behavior and their expectations of, what they would eventually want when they come to your dealership website. So right now, one of the first sites I'm on is Salesforce, salesforce.com. And so in terms of their chat feature and their presence, upon visiting the home site, in the bottom right-hand corner, they do have a chat box that if you click it, then there's a chat window that populates. Upon also visiting the website when it loads, there is a pop-up window that does ask you to chat. After you do cancel that out and whatnot, then you continue to peruse the site. Adobe is another site, adobe.com, offering their Creative Cloud and all their publishing tools. They don't really have a chat feature here, but I know as an Adobe user myself, they do have the ability for chat. And I'll get to that in a second here. Microsoft.com, again, on the site, no chat on here at all on the homepage. InMotion Hosting, so this is this hosting company similar to like a GoDaddy. InMotion Hosting, they don't have a chat widely visible. And if anything, whereas most chat tools are somewhere on the bottom bar, mostly towards the right, they do have a chat button at the very top of the nav menu. Home Depot, there is a chat on the right-hand side, not on the bottom, but just towards the middle right. If for the lovely ladies out there, Gilt.com, there's no chat on the homepage here. And DSW, a shoe website. I am a shoe whore. I do like lots of shoes, and I do like to shop on Designer Shoe Warehouse. But don't hold me to that. Okay, on this site here, shopping website, e-commerce site, no chat on this one either. Now, the whole point of this is not to say that, hey, you should have chat or you shouldn't have chat, but to kind of start to see that there's not a one-size-fits-all for chat. But I think that what I see on a lot and perhaps all dealership websites that have a chat is it is trying to be a one-size-fits-all. So what I mean by that is, you know, as I'm looking at these other websites here that are outside of the automotive space, their websites, while some of them have chat throughout or at least a subtle button, it's not so out and in your face. And I think there's too many websites have a chat that's always in your face throughout the entire process. And look, let's call a spade a spade. The reason why is that chat company is telling your website company, hey, your chat needs to be everywhere your customers are. And at the end of the day, the customers may be losing out on this experience of actually wanting to look at your site, engage your site, because at every single click, every single page, there's a website chat tool and presence that is right in their face asking them for information. So one of the nice things I like then about, let's say, Adobe, for instance. So I'm an Adobe member, customer of theirs. It's only until I log on to the back end of their site, which then I can start to find out other avenues of contacting them, one of which is a live chat. And so I bring up this example because I think this is a great way to start understanding how you should be better using chat, meaning that when a customer does come on your site, should chat be on your homepage? I'm sure you can make an argument for and against it. But there's definitely elements like when you are on the new car inventory or if you're on the used car inventory, main SRP pages, do you need to have a chat tool there? I don't know. I mean, again, what is the purpose of the customer being on those sites? Are they looking at that site and all of a sudden being motivated to want to chat with somebody directly? I think, at least initially, that a better use of chat would be on the actual VDP page, right? Because after they've looked at all these cars on an SRP page and they finally selected one, hey, let's look at this 2017 Corvette. And as I'm looking at all the features of the car and pricing and all this stuff, well, maybe at that time, I think chat would be a more relevant area to want to engage with that customer. So, you know, some of the sites that I've kind of taken a look at to see exactly how they use chat, as I mentioned, All American Ford, I'm on their site right now. Again, their chat feature is everywhere on their entire website. So with every click, it's there. CalStar Mercedes in Glendale, California right now with their site. It looks like they're using car code. I think that's the text feature. And it's on the bottom left-hand corner in a good CTA color, in a good orange color, even though their main primary colors are black, white, and gray. The color's prominent, but it is on every single page. You know, I would say that, is this giving me the experience that I'm looking for such that it's there when I need it? Again, you can make an argument yes, and you can make an argument that it could be used better, it could be done better. And again, certainly on the VDPs, where what I see on the VDPs on CalStar Mercedes is the same on the homepage. And so, you know, it's maybe not there at that time when I need it. Elmore Toyota, same thing. They have a chat that comes up on every single page. Hendrick Honda, Bradenton, they have a more subtle chat bottom bar that is on every single page. Again, I think this goes back to the CalStar Mercedes ones. It's always there, but then the times that I want it to be there, almost like what it's like on Elmore Toyota, and All-American Ford, it's always up in my face. You know, maybe this Hendrick Honda could have that chat feature come up more prominent on those VDPs. And it doesn't have to be VDPs too. Again, maybe it's the specials page. And maybe there is something about that specials page that you believe by having that chat come up there, it would be a motivator for them, for a customer wanting to engage on your site. Russell Westbrook, I'm looking at their CDJR store. It looks like they have car code and a chat. And then they have, let's see, on their Hyundai store, they have a chat that's at the bottom. By the way, Russell Westbrook, these sites are for your public image and your style that you always, like to communicate as you go into, you know, right before a game. These websites are very bland. It doesn't really care. Although your logo is actually pretty badass. I'm not going to lie. I do like that logo. Anyhow. So with all these dealership websites that I'm looking at here, it just seems to me that, if you were to take a look at these other websites that your customers are on, Salesforce, HomeDepot.com, a shoe site, Gilt, Microsoft, any of these sites, obviously everybody has different motivations of why they're visiting their site, but the key thing is that are you there for them in those times that you need them to be? And now then specifically when you're looking at your chat feature on your site, is that chat feature just blanketed across your entire website and just screaming at the customer? Or is it there when your customer wants you to be there? So think about that, the chat feature on a dealership website. If you believe that you can definitely enhance the online customer experience by offering the chat feature on certain pages, I do believe that is in your best interest. I think that if you yourself were shopping on your dealership website, you certainly would want to make sure that, or you certainly would probably agree with that type of online experience. And then again, furthermore, if you're concerned that, oh, well, a customer doesn't know how to find me and how to communicate with me, look, I think customers are smart and have been well-trained already that they know there's always, always a contact us page, a support page that upon immediately visiting the main site, they can always just click on that contact support and boom, certainly that's definitely where you want to have chat. But, again, they know that already. They know that they can always go to that page by default. You don't even have to tell them anything. So I think it's on these other pages, strategically placing your chat feature and how it presents itself then on that page is a better use of a chat feature on a website to enhance the customer experience. Okay, actually, I think that came out a lot better than I originally thought. Tune in next time, and we'll talk about some other good stuff. I really appreciate it if you guys would leave a review, subscribe, visit my Facebook page, Wisco Weekly Pod, put in a comment, like my page there. I'm actually working on something pretty. Hopefully it's going to be pretty big. Let me just quickly rant here. Auto News came out with that whole redesign the industry segment piece. And, it talks about, I'm sure you know what it talks about anyhow, but certainly a lot of it is in the future, but I do believe there's one element of the immediate dealership future that's not being talked about as much. And I'd like to share with you more, but I do want to keep this close to me right now. But in the next 3 years, I do believe that there's something already that's happening in the dealership world and in the operation that is not being talked about as much, and it needs to be, because this really is affecting the customer experience. I'm so sorry I have to stay that vague. I really hate myself for even going down the path of explaining to you that. Anyhow, thank you for tuning in. Always appreciate your support and listening, and please call. Send me a message. If there's something you want to chat about, I'm more than happy to discuss with you. Thanks again for tuning into the WSCO Weekly Podcast.